Let's get more reaction now to the British government's legislation to strip away the protocol, which they agreed with the EU in 2019 to prevent a hard border on this island post-Brexit. We're joined by German MEP David McAllister of the CDU party. He's also chairperson of the European Parliament's Committee on Foreign Affairs. David McAllister, you're welcome to the programme. Boris Johnson yesterday said that this legislation wasn't a big deal. What do you say to that?
Good morning from Brussels. The path taken by the UK government is deeply regrettable and concerning. The European Union has always been and is committed to finding flexible solutions for the people and the businesses in Northern Ireland within the framework of the protocol and in dialogue with all stakeholders. Unilateral action now taken by London is not acceptable, violating the obligations of an international agreement. The withdrawal agreement will only lead to further uncertainty.
Should the European Commission do anything at this point when we are still many, many months away from this legislation becoming law? It could be amended and watered down significantly before then.
The European Parliament's UK contact group, which I co-chair, will have a meeting this afternoon with Vice President Maroš Šefčovič, and we will analyse the situation. We will have a chance to discuss all the different options. Maroš Šefčovič will be reaching out to the European Parliament and to the member states. In the end, of course, it's the member states that will decide on final measures. I would always argue that the best way for us now to react is to be firm on the one hand and calm on the other hand. Let's carefully analyse the new UK legislation, but let's also be clear that we have legal and political means which we can use. They are available, and we have to make clear to the UK side that the protocol on Ireland and Northern Ireland was and is a fundamental part of the withdrawal agreement, and it can only be fully implemented through serious dialogue. And that's why we call on the UK government to return to the discussion table and let's find practical, flexible and durable solutions within the legal framework of the protocol.
But I wonder, has the EU's response been too weak to date to ongoing breaches of the agreement? Because the British unilaterally extended grace periods, which meant there have been no checks on certain things like pet travel, like parcels, export health certificates. The border control posts have not been completed. And real-time access to UK databases on what's coming into Northern Ireland has not been granted to the EU. So should the EU's response have been stronger to date?
The European Union has always shown flexibility and made several proposals on how the protocol can be implemented, and I am convinced that only joint solutions will work. The problem is that the UK government has always rejected our proposals without making any proposals themselves. And what we're seeing now is that obviously parts of the UK government or the UK government want to have a breach of an international agreement, and this, of course, would require a firm and swift answer. The EU has already launched an infringement procedure on the 15th of March last year when London took unilateral steps to extend certain grace periods, and then in order to create room for talks, but above all to accommodate businesses in Northern Ireland, the Commission paused this procedure for the time being in July. Reactivating this procedure and in parallel starting a new one might be a possible option, which Maroš Šefčovič will have to discuss with the member states. And of course, it will be very important what the Irish government has to say, because in the end, Ireland is the country which is affected most by all these developments.
Thank you very much indeed, German MEP David McAllister of the CDU, chairperson of the European Parliament's Committee on Foreign Affairs. It's 7:50. We'll be back in a moment.